Welcome, Kate. Nice to have you on the call.
Thank you.
And who else has it got? Someone from Guangzhou? Who is that?
Yeah,
Dan
Z
Robinson
from Guangzhou.
Kate Adamitz.
I've got Kate from the US. Thank you. Welcome. And the person from Guangzhou was
Z for Christine Ng.
Christine Ng. Oh, you're a supporter, are you?
Yeah, I'm a student at a friend.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for coming along. Christine, are you with us?
Hi, Robin, this is Christine.
Hi, Christine. Welcome.
Hey.
Great. Great to have you. Who else have we got?
It's David. I'm here
New
for
York.
Christine as well.
Okay. We've got someone else for Christine, and we've also got David Block from New York. Is that right?
That's correct.
Welcome, David, and welcome more friends of Christine. We love it when friends and family come to graduation calls. It's very exciting. Who else have we got on the line?
Janice Leake for Rachel Burr. Kate?
Okay, we have someone for Rachel. Thank you so much for coming along.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Michael Moniz, just here to support our graduates.
Oh, Michael, thank you. That's really sweet of you to come. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Who else have we got joining us on this graduation call?
Hi, Robin.
Jen Robin, Rachel, or Kate Adamitz.
Okay, got a couple together. Just go again.
Jen Robinson for Kate Adamitz.
For Kate Adamitz. We've got it. Jen. Excellent. Thanks, Jen. Thank you for coming along to support Kate. Kate, are you with us? Yes, you are. I've already got you. Great. Okay, anybody else?
This is Rachel Kate.
Rachel... Kate, yes. Yes, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Robin, this is Jenny Baker from Wisconsin.
Hi, Jenny. Thanks for coming to your graduation. It's great to have you.
And
do you have any supporters with you today?
I think I have a few, yes, if they can figure out how to unmute themselves one at a time.
We're unmuted. Tom and Sue Hurl, Jenny Baker's parents.
Wow, Jenny's parents. Welcome. Thanks for coming to our call.
You're welcome.
It's great to have you.
Thank you.
You pull up a chair right up in the front row, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Excellent. Who else have we got on this graduation call?
Kelly Tuick for Jenny Baker.
Someone else for Jenny. Thank you. Welcome to the call.
This is Lisa Bakken and family for Jenny Baker.
Thank you for coming. Jenny, you've got a lot of supporters.
This is Brian Baker and Jenny's three children for Jenny Baker.
Brian, are you Jenny's husband by any chance?
I would be, yes.
You will be. And three children?
Jake, Katie, Sam.
Aww.
Jake, Katie, and Sam. Thanks, guys, for coming to your mum's graduation. It's a very important day for her, isn't it?
This is
great to have you.
Sorry.
Yes, Bronwyn. Hi.
This is Bronwyn from Shanghai, and I seriously want a Jenny Baker fan club.
I know. It's very cute, isn't it? Fantastic. Thanks, Bron, for joining us. We're still welcoming people in the call. Who else have we got coming to the graduation this evening or today?
This is David Spong.
Somebody
from Ridge Spong.
Hi, this is Lauren from Mom Kate.
Oh, Lauren for who? Kate?
Yes.
Kate Adams? Adamitz?
Yes,
welcome.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it. And we have someone from, was it Hock Seng? Was that the person I heard before?
Yes?
Yes.
This is, yes.
Uh-oh. Welcome. Thanks for coming. A few more people we're looking for, some graduates. Jeffrey Albert, do we have Jeffrey?
Hello, Bron. Bron?
Sorry, so that yes?
Yes, this is Jeff. How are you?
Hi, Jeffrey. It's Robin here, Robin Logan. Welcome.
How are you?
And Bronwyn is also on the call. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Rosalie Beer. Are you with us? A few people might still be coming. We have Peter Draper. Are you with us, Peter?
Yes, Peter's here, but no supporters. But I'll support everybody else. Thank you.
Oh, Peter, we're all your supporters.
Yeah, Peter, we support
you.
You.
Oh, that's very
You're
kind
welcome.
Of you. Hey, it's been fun. There you go. Off you go.
And also, Jenny's got enough supporters to go around, so don't worry. Okay, and we have Diane Rice. Rice, are you with us? Not yet. And Midge, are you with us, Midge?
Yep, this is Midge Spong from North Carolina. That was my husband checking in earlier, David.
Oh, great. Thank you. And what's your husband's name?
David.
David. Welcome, David. All right, I'll just let everyone know how to put themselves on and off mute. So this line is great, though. I don't think we're going to have a problem with this bridge line. But star 6, if you need to, will put you on mute. So if you're, you know, in a noisy place or you need to get a glass of water, star 6, and then just remember to hit star 6 to come off mute. Okay, well, it's very exciting. We might begin the call. I'd just like to find out if there's any other trainers on the call. We have Michael already who said hello. Karen, are you lurking in the background there?
Hi, Robin. I said hello to Amanda, so I'll say hello to you.
Thank
and
you,
hi, all the graduates. I'm so excited.
Karen Capello, one of our trainers. And we have Michael, one of our trainers. Is there any other trainers on the call? Or any other staff who'd like to say hello? Okay,
oh, hi, everyone. It's Sally Bridger.
Sally.
I'm the marketing manager for ICA. So I'm really excited to be on the call as well.
Great. Thanks, Sally. Great to have you. So there's quite a few people on the call from ICA. We've got a whole lot of graduates coming through, and we've got a whole, don't let us not forget the supporters. And I'm really excited that the supporters have come along this evening, because a teleconference graduation is probably not the usual way you've been to graduations. But for us and the way we do things, it's exactly normal for us and absolutely still as important as face-to-face graduation. So just imagine that everyone has their gown and their cap on. All right, well, tonight or today, no matter where you are, we're welcoming another 10 or 15 graduates to ICA to join the 30 that graduated a few hours ago and to join the 200 that graduated last year. And to take us into this graduation, I'd like to hand over to our CEO, Bronwyn Bowrey Ireland, who will give a brief presentation to welcome you all. Thanks, Bronwyn.
Thanks, Robin. Okay. Welcome, everyone, and it's so wonderful to hear the people that you've brought along to support you. It is obviously a great moment for you in your life and an important time to celebrate and to bring people along to share that with you. That's just a wonderful thing. And as Robin said, yes, we are all here as your fan club as well, cheering along. So I wanted to just share a little something with everyone today in relation to your graduation. So first of all, let me congratulate you on being the first people to graduate in our new process of quarterly graduation. It's always wonderful to be a first. Today I want to talk about reference points. In Robin Sharma's book, The Greatness Guide, he talks about reference points. It's important to have positive reference points. As an example, there is Lance Armstrong, a great reference point for persistence. Richard Branson is a reference point on living a full-out life. Madonna for reinvention. Peter Drucker for lifelong learning. And Nelson Mandela for courage and humanitarianism, just to name a few. I'm sure you all have many positive reference points. This is really important as you go forward and graduate as a coach today. Often we have weak reference points, so we see the limitations of a scenario rather than the opportunities. With positive, strong reference points, you'll realize far more of your potential and life will be an amazing journey. You'll also play a bigger game in the world as a human if you choose the right people to be your reference points. Getting to greatness is something that is totally achievable for you. You need to choose your reference points, and look at how they got to greatness. Then you need to look at your own potential and work out your path to greatness using your reference points to inspire you along the way and to let you know it is always possible. Too many of us are afraid to be ourselves, so we give up our dreams to follow the crowd. Today is possible because you've worked hard to achieve your goal of being a professional coach. Today is a day to acknowledge your greatness as you have taken on a journey to learn more about yourself and to commit to this process going forward. Being a coach or using the coaching skills every day is a step to greatness. As you have experienced coaching skills whilst you are studying, these skills will support you in seeing things in a new perspective. You've been given the skills to view the greatness around you and to create it rather than accepting a limited way of being.
Sorry, that's all I've got to...
As you go forth as a coach, you will encompass many challenges, but the moments of exhilaration will by far outweigh your challenges as you follow your pathway to greatness. Everyone at ICA wishes you the best journey as you graduate today. We commend you on your achievements and your success. We welcome you into the ICA alumni. And we know that the most people, the successful people in business, are the ones who do business with people like you. Business is about growing relationships. So as you join the alumni today, we welcome you into the business of working with people you like. To achieve business success, you will have made friendships along your journey at ICA. These friends are likely to be the ones you will do business with. In addition, many of you will work with ICA to grow your business as we launch new programs and use new technologies to achieve this. I would like to thank all of the staff at ICA for their support as you move throughout your program. I would also like to share my story with you. I work in a virtual company with people from all around the world. We find the best partners from all around the world and we build an organization that we all want to work in. I work from home and have flexible hours. I have the capacity to create great projects in my workplace and to work with others who do the same. Our customers are located all around the world as well. Everyone who works with me has made it a goal of theirs to only work in a job they love and that is aligned with who they are. We all know our strengths and how to support each other. We all have coaches. We all know there is no such thing as a mistake, and we all know when each other's birthdays are. We have fun, we laugh, we innovate, we engage, and we create. We invest in each other. We all work with the intent of looking for the best in each other and trusting each other. We all support each other to achieve our personal goals as well as professional goals. We celebrate wins that occur in our families, milestones our children reach. We study, we learn, we build. We use technology to support us and we lean on each other in times of difficulty. We make decisions that are difficult. We stay focused. We stretch ourselves daily. We feel our challenges. We recognize and discuss our fears. We have days that are challenging. We now have hundreds of people who want to work for us. We now have hundreds of people who want to be part of the training that we deliver. We now have hundreds of people all over the world bringing about their own personal change. And for the last 4 years, we have experienced 60% growth in revenue each year. We are ICA. We create what we want to be. We change what we want to change. We work to achieve huge successes. You are part of this success. Go celebrate. Thanks, Robin. Back to you, Robin.
Yes, well, Robin, that was
just me demonstrating how sometimes you need to take yourself off mute before you talk. And for the friends and family that have come along, that's a common occurrence in teleclasses. Thanks, Bronwyn. That was very inspiring and uplifting, and I join you in welcoming all our new graduates to the alumni. Fantastic. Now, I heard a few bits, and I think a few people might have joined us. I'm just wondering, Rosalie Beer, are you with us? Or Diane Race, are you with us?
Hello. Yes, I am.
Oh, hi. Is that you, Rosalie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Diane's here.
Welcome, Rosalie. Welcome. And Diane, welcome as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. And a few friends and family dropped in. Did anybody else join us?
Hi, Leanne's here for Jeff Albert.
Oh, hi. Welcome. Thanks for coming. Anybody else?
Kelly Tuig for Jenny Baker. And
Kelly
Millie.
For Jenny. Great. Thank you.
Frank.
Anybody
yeah,
else? That's great. Thank you. What I would like to do now is give all the graduates an opportunity to share how they're feeling and some of their highlights in their journey towards becoming a coach. And I'm just going to start and go down the list in alphabetical order with last name, so you can prepare yourself if you can work out where you come in that list, which means, of course, that we will begin with you, Kate. So if you'd like to take a few moments to share with everybody, that would be great.
Hi, am I off mute?
You are, yes.
Okay, thank you. Oh, one of the drawbacks of having a last name that starts with an A is you have to go first. Gosh, how am I feeling and where am I at? I think I just feel a lot of gratitude right now for a number, a few key reasons. One is... I don't know if my sister Annie's on the line or not, but she was going to join tonight. She's the one that mentioned ICA to me and actually brought to my attention the idea of becoming a life coach, which for me was life-altering and sort of my life's work. So I really feel a huge amount of gratitude for her for seeing or unveiling my next career and my really what I feel is my life's purpose. And then to be hooked up with ICA, I think, was also obviously very grateful for that. I've been completely impressed and regularly
I'd like to thank my mother for her continued support, and she's on the phone and
not sure.
Okay.
Can you still hear me?
Kate, we can. I'm not sure if you dropped out there,
okay.
But just keep going.
I think we're okay. At any rate, I just wanted to wrap up by thanking ICA and everyone at ICA. I think that, again, my experience has been really, really positive. And from...
to have her in my corner.
I'm sorry,
okay,
I'm hearing somebody
so,
else.
Kate, just a moment, Kate. I'll handle that, then we'll come back to you. So if everybody could just press star 6 if they're not actually talking at the moment, particularly someone who was just mumbling before, that's great, it stopped now. Okay, Kate, go right ahead and finish off.
Okay.
Hello,
so a big thank you to ICA for the support and the structure that
they've
put together. And I also
hang on a sec, Kate, sorry. Let's just do it. Is there somebody else wanting to talk at the moment? Hello?
Hello.
No, sorry, I thought I heard another voice. Okay, let's not worry.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, and I'm sorry about that, but you're doing a great job, so just push on.
Thanks. I think I'll just wrap up by just saying thank you to everyone that's on the call, my fellow students, and my family. And ICA, it's been a tremendous experience and very thoroughly enjoyable and, again, really life-altering.
Thank you, Kate, and I really like the part about your sister supporting you and suggesting it. And thanks for sharing. I think that might have been an echo, because at first I was thinking maybe there's two Kates, But I think it was you just speaking a second behind yourself. It was very interesting. Okay, let's go on to the next person we have here, who's Jeffrey Albert. Jeffrey, would you like to share a few thoughts?
Yes, thanks, Robin. If the person that was speaking before wants to continue to speak, in fact, Bronwyn can tell you it would be best served for everybody if as many people spoke as possible while I'm speaking. So, for me, ICA has been a wonderfully affirming experience. It's been a deep extension of who I am and the opportunity to learn from so many like-minded individuals, passionate individuals, intelligent and well-trained professional individuals. You know, some of the trainers like Karen, Angela, Isabel, Sherry, you know, one of my favorites, Bill Turpin. You know, it's been an unbelievable experience. I'm very grateful for all the lessons from my wife, Leanne, who graduated in December and attended classes with me. You know, she's been my coach. And I just think it's been just a magnificent process that I'm very grateful for. Coaching in itself has connected me deeper with Source, because rather than come to a coaching alliance with my agenda, I just surrender and allow everything to unfold and just center my attention around the client. And the unbelievable results that have occurred from that is humbling. So ICA has just been a wonderful, wonderful time, and I'm glad that there is a lifetime membership, because definitely we'll continue to revisit the classes and the COPs. So thank you so much, Robin and Bronwyn.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. And also, I might just ask you to press star 6, if you wouldn't mind, because there's a bit of an echo coming through from you. Okay, thanks. And I'd like to also let everyone know that Jeff was on our enrollment team for a while there, and did a fantastic job, and we really appreciate your support there, Jeff, as well. Okay, let's move on to Jennifer Baker and her army of supporters. And I might just, once again, before you speak, Jennifer, I might just get everybody to press star 6 if you're not speaking right now, to put yourselves on mute.
I don't press it again.
Yes, press it again, that person. Okay, great. Okay, thanks, Jen. Go ahead, would you like to share some thoughts?
Hello, this is Jenny. It wouldn't be a great class without a few technical difficulties, right? Or a great
class.
Just sort of sums it up. Anyways, the words that I want to say about ICA are I started this school because it was flexible with my schedule, with my family. And I had no idea the amount of gratification I would gain from it. I actually got to meet Karen Capello in person in Madison about 9-10 months ago, and that was the beginning of my experience at ICA. And since then, I have met some amazing trainers. Jamie was my supervised coach and trainer, and she was just wonderful. And all the way through, everybody's just really uplifting and amazing. And generally after my classes, I felt like a new person. So the staff that you have is great, and they really send us off with a positive message so that we can then give that off to the world. And I believe that I have changed as a person, and I think my family would probably agree that on most days, I am able to share a positive approach to thinking now, thanks to ICA.
Well, thanks, Jen. It was wonderful to have you. And I might also give some of your supporters the opportunity to say something.
Hello?
Hi, your parents or hubby, Brian, or your kids?
Well, this is Brian, so if you can hear me, that means I successfully took the mute off of my phone.
I can hear you, Brian, yes.
Good. And I apologize for my voice. Yes, we've been very excited with just how Jenny's been very positive through the ICA experience. Obviously, it's a very reputable academy to learn the coaching profession, and it's definitely been a benefit for her because this is something she now has an incredible amount of passion for. So thank you very much for everything that you guys do as far as teaching and coaching people how to be prepared to be able to do this for a career. So we're very, very positive experience.
I'm just currently holding a
call.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. And we can't go without asking one of your kids, Jenny. So, Katie, do you want to tell us what's the best thing about your mum being a coach? Or Sam?
Thank you.
Okay, great. We'll go on now to Rosalie. Rosalie, are you with us?
How many people are graduating? 15.
Hello, Robin.
Hi, Rosalie. Would you like to share a few thoughts with us?
Yes, I'd love to. It's wonderful to complete the journey. I started my journey with ICA in 2005 with fear and trepidation because I was fairly challenged by the computer experience. And also, during my time with coaches that
been working on it.
To fulfill the requirements of ICA, I thank you.
I can hear what Jenny
said. I had and
okay. Can I just interrupt you for 1 second, Rosalie?
Yes.
Somebody is talking. They just said I'm working on it. They said I can hear what Jenny said. If you're that person, we've got your number. No, not really. But if you are that person, could you please press *6? That'd be great. Thank you. All right, go ahead, Rosalie.
Okay, thank you, Robin. And what I found with everyone that was associated with ICA, it was such an experience of being positive about the ability to achieve and it was such a learning experience for me in that it broke some of the perfectionism which caused me not to actually submit any writing because of my perfectionism saying it's not good enough, and it broke a lot of those things around my life. And so it was just a big challenge for me and also a very rewarding one because I knew I broke through some of those things. And for me to graduate today is quite a joy and a feeling of success and happiness because I know within me the process of coaching just broke those fears and perfectionisms within me. So moving along, I'd really appreciate the acceptance too that the trainers had for my so many questions and also just acceptance of who I was. I found that yes, I am a worthwhile person and that I do have some abilities in there that are slowly starting to surface. So it's been such a wonderful journey and I thank all of you so very much.
Well, thanks, Rosalie, and I'm sure all the trainers and staff would agree when I congratulate you on your courage and on the journey so far. And we welcome you to the alumni.
Thank you.
So congratulations. Okay, David Block, are you with us? If you'd like to come off mute and share a few words. Hi, welcome.
Hi there. It's been an interesting journey, and I have to say that ICA was exactly the right technological way for me to actually do this because the telecommunication aspect, being able to do all of this over the phone, first of all, heightened my ability to listen because you can't watch the client. You have to listen to what they're saying very, very carefully, their tonality. You can imagine how their physiology is as they're seeing what they're seeing. And it was just the perfect thing for me. I was I was a master practitioner of neurolinguistic programming. I've been for about 12 years, and I'm also an income tax accountant. I joke that people come in to have their taxes done and leave feeling better about their moms. And I've been working with people, with my tax clientele, just helping them, giving them added value. And I've had a coach myself for about 4 or 5 years now. And my coach and I were talking, and we realized that I would do well to become a coach in addition to everything else I'm doing. And so my coach and I found the right program for me, and that was this one. And I'm very, very grateful for the ability of ICA to be there and to have the right, the perfect format for me to be able to get through this in the haphazard way that we're allowed to do it, because that was about the only way I was going to be able to do it, especially now here in the States. This is income tax season. I'm taking some time off from busy work to be able to do this, and I wouldn't have it any other way. My favorite parts of the classes were when people asked, as I'm sure some people who are on the call know, if anybody would like to coach. And I always said, I always like to coach, because the best part of doing this was being able to hear the results of being able to help the other people on the call. And you learn so much from actual on-the-job training of actually helping the other people who are other coaches. And that was the most gratifying time, was A, the learning, and B, well, actually, A, B, the learning, and A, the being able to be of service to the other people who are on the call. And I just have a profound gratitude for your organization for allowing us to be able to become coaches in this way. There are many other ways of doing it. This was just the absolute perfect way for me to do so. And I am grateful so much for the coaches, and I don't want to name them all because I'm going to forget somebody, but certainly Karen and Bill and Jamie, who did supervised coach with me, and just there's so many of them. And I'm just so very, very grateful. And I'm ready to become an alum and start doing what I'm here to, what I started to do.
Fantastic. Fantastic, and thanks for that acknowledgement from all of us. And welcome, David. We're really happy to have you. Well done. Okay, Rachel Cates from the US, are you with us? And if you just come off mute, press star 6. And would you like to share some thoughts, Rachel? Rachel, just coming off star 6, maybe press it again. Okay, well, we might move down to Peter and come back, because I know Rachel's here. She was talking before. So I'll come back to you, Rachel.
Hello?
Okay, Peter. Oh, hi, are you there, are you?
Hi, yes, I'm here. I was pressing star 6 several times. Thank you, Robin.
You're welcome. Would you like to share some thoughts?
Yes, I'll just share a few. First of all, I'd like to take this time to thank my mother, who was on the call, and I just want to tell her how much I love her and how much I appreciate all of her support for me during this entire process, and you know, I'm really appreciative of that. And also, ICA has been a fantastic journey for me. I started in June of 2007, and I learned so much from the teleclass leaders, as well as the other peer coaches as well. And I'm just very grateful for this entire journey. And I'm also extremely happy that ICA has a feature that allows us graduates to be able to go back and refer to any teleclasses, you know, in the future. So I think that's a very valuable service, and I know that I made the right decision by choosing ICA. Before I chose my coaching program, I was researching several coaching programs for several months, and you know, I'm very happy with my choice. And again, I want to thank everybody. All the coaches were, all the teleclass leaders were great, and Karen especially, she was my supervised coach leader, so I really appreciate her. And I just want to say thank you to everybody and congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Rachel. And that's a really good point you bring up about being able to dip back in anytime you like. And I think it's really important, and I'll talk a little bit more about other things about the relationship with alumni at the end of the call. I just wondered if your mum wanted to say a few words. There's no obligation, but if you'd like to, Rachel's mum, you're welcome to. Have to work out how to get off star six, probably.
Yes, I would like to say a few words. My name is Janice Leek, and I'm Rachel's mom, and I'm just so thrilled that Rachel did choose your program. As she stated, she went through great lengths to identify that just the correct program that would work best for her. And as we communicated through the process, I could see her growth and development. And she, I've always told people in the past that she's chosen the right career path because, you know, for years now, if I had a problem, after I went to God, I'd go to Rachel. And so I've always known that this was a good choice for her. And I'm just thrilled that she has chosen, your program to fulfill her destiny. And I just want to thank all of you, the coaching staff, and all those that have worked with her, other trainees that have worked with her, and to help to develop her on this journey. Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate those words. Thank you. Okay, we have Peter Draper from Singapore. Are you with us, Peter?
I am, if you can hear me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very clearly. It's a great line.
Oh, excellent. It's a brilliant use of Skype, you see. Everybody complains about Skype, but I believe it works okay. Anyway, thank you very much for the opportunity to say something, Robin. I just want to say it's been a great experience. I started it 2 years ago. I've strung it out as long as I feasibly could because it's been a fun learning experience. I've enjoyed all the classes I've attended. It's just been very nice to be able to sit on the phone and chat to people and listen to people and also try and do something useful at the same time. So, you know, thank you very much for the experience. The students have always been great. So I found particularly the supervised coaching was particularly interesting. It was run by Jamie Tenzer. But the students on it were always very, very supportive. And that was just typical of every class I ever attended. The students are so kind and so concerned and so caring. It's just unbelievable. I've never met anybody who was in any way not wonderfully nice. So, you know, great set of students you've got. And then finally, ICA. All the people at ICA, I found them very, very pleasant, very nice, and very, very helpful. And I doubt if they ever get a mention, but the support team, I've asked lots of support questions, and I've always got some great responses from the support team. Every time I've been stuck on something, they've always come along and pointed me in the right direction. So in addition to all of the class leaders and yourself and everybody, the support people also stand out as being a very important part of the journey. So thanks very much, and thank you for the opportunity, I suppose, going forwards, that I can actually contribute something to the world, because quite frankly, I've contributed precious little over the last few years. So it's great to be able to enter this idea of coaching and contribute. It's good to have the opportunity to do it, and I really appreciate that opportunity. So thank you very much.
Oh, what a great perspective. Thanks, Peter. And also, thank you for acknowledging the support team. They play a very, very invaluable role. So thank you for that as well.
Okay.
Hock Seng Koo from Singapore, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Maybe just, would you like to share a few words
thank
as well?
You. All right. I'd like to first acknowledge three trainers in particular, because not only did they provide excellent training and coaching over the phone, but also they have become friends. And the three of them is Bill Turpin, Angela Bird, and Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Hawk.
And one thing I realized going through the journey, I started in July last year. I enjoyed all the classes, especially the people. Everyone in the classes were willing to share and support each other. And through that whole process, I not only learned from the trainers, but from my classmates, and I was able to internalize the training or the learning into my own work. And one of the things that I must acknowledge, ICA, is that how I ended up in the last class is where we did our supervisory coaching. And to me, that was the peak of all the training that I've gone through. And again, I want to acknowledge Karen for bringing that group together. And I felt that the group that I had, I think the six of us, were the ideal group for that class. I'm getting an echo now. And to me,
we can hear you fine. We can hear you. Just keep going. It's fine.
Okay. To me, that was the peak of the whole period that I was going through ICA. We had very good, classmates who supported each other and encouraged each other along the way. So what I could say at the end of, what I just shared is to thank ICA, to thank the coaches that contributed, and also the people, whether it's the support staff or whether my fellow peers who've gone through the program with me, that it made it, that helped me through and enabled me to graduate. So a big thanks to everyone who made it possible. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we welcome you to the alumni as well. Okay, do we have Christine Ng with us as well?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, Christine from Singapore as well. You guys, the three of you, you could have had a little mini party over there.
And we'd probably celebrate.
Yes. Would you like to share a few words?
Well, I think my ICA journey has been very enriching and very fruitful for me, both in terms of my personal development as well as giving me skills to be a fantastic coach. And it has enabled me to make friends with the trainers, as well as my peers, who are great support in a lot of the initiatives and activities I have done. So thank you guys for this really wonderful experience, and thank you Vicky and Dee for being on the call today. And I'm sure all of us will enjoy the journey, even though we graduate after ICA. Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much. And does your friend want to share a few words as well?
I would love to share some words.
Go right ahead.
It's Vicky. Congratulations, Christine. I'm so glad that I could be here for you. You were there for me and supervised coach as my coach, and you did such an amazing job, and the results are continuing even a month later. So you were a fantastic coach then, and I know you're going to be fantastic in the future. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vicky. That's great. Okay, now we're moving down to Diane Rice from Portugal. Are you there, Diane? Diane, are you with us? Look, it's very late in Portugal. It's well after midnight, probably. I know she was with us in the beginning.
Hi.
Hi,
boa noite. Obrigada. Boa noite to everyone.
Hi, welcome.
Jeff and David, congratulations.
Yes.
I'm so glad to share this call with you. Jeff and David, and I'm sure there is a few more, and everyone at ICA. I began my journey at ICA a little over a year ago. And I, too, had been looking into many programs, and one of the things that really caught me about ICA was the ability to continue to connect with this group of people, this network that would, I knew the coaching experience would be a great self-development, and I was looking for a community where I could connect with continually. So that's the one thing that stands out about ICA. Welcome. I've finished my classes a while ago, but I keep popping in, and it's great. It has been wonderful, a wonderful decision. It made my, very validating also. I want to thank my colleagues at ICA and the trainers and my family, who at this hour are not on the call. They're all sleeping and resting. And today I'm celebrating twofold. My baby turned 5, so it's a big day in the house. Yeah, it has been great. It has been great experience at ICA, and I'm going to continue to link in. So I'm most grateful for the opportunity to connect with such wonderful people from all around the globe who are always welcoming the tarot classes, challenging, acknowledging, and just open to sharing. It is truly a unique and funky environment to grow and develop. So thank you, everyone.
Oh, thank you very much, Diane, and congratulations to your, is it your son who just turned 5?
Yes, it is, my son turned 5.
Great.
Thank you.
Fantastic. And I really like that you pointed out about the community. It's a really good and important thing, so I'm glad someone mentioned that, particularly for people living in Portugal or Singapore or Australia, anywhere really. The connection with the international community is very important, and we're very, very pleased to have people from Portugal. So thanks, Diane. Okay, we're down to Midge, our lucky last. Midge, are you still with us?
Yes, I am, Robin. I just want to thank everyone. And this whole experience has been so neat, and one of the things that Diane touched on is the international perspective, and I feel like that has been such a neat experience. The world is, to me, so small now, I can't watch the news in the same way. But I just think of all the people I've talked to from all over and how the common thread we share and how alike we really all are. And I also want to thank Hawk, who was in my supervised coach class, and Karen, who led that class. For me, too, that was the peak experience, I think, of the whole process. And what it really synthesized for me was just my own growth and learning and how we learn from each other, but also the power. Karen, in our first session, challenged us to really focus on acknowledgement and acknowledging each other and acknowledging our clients. And that really is so powerful, and I think that has shifted my perspective in my life, in acknowledging those around me and acknowledging myself. And in moving forward, when you look at those strengths and what we're doing well and going there, and I think that is so powerful, so much of what I got out of ICA and what I then will bring to my clients and those around me. And I also want to thank my sweet husband who's on the call, just for supporting me in so many ways through this program, both emotionally, financially, and also just helping take care of the kids and making this all possible, and sacrificing a lot of my time for our family. But I'm so excited to be able to use all I've learned. I really feel like this is my mission to help folks grow to be all they can be. The old commercial says here in the United States. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Midge. That's great. And thanks also to David for looking after the kids. We thank you as well for doing that so Midge could graduate and become one of our coaches. And did you want to share something, David? Do you want to say a few words? You can if you like.
I think I'm on. Can you hear me?
You are, okay. Yes.
I just want to thank you guys. This is giving my wife a way to do something, a job that she's always wanted to do, and help people in a positive way. And thank you guys for that. It's going to make her life very happy from here on out. Thank you.
Great. Excellent. Thank you very much. Well, that is the end of our list of our amazing graduates that are coming through, and I'm so pleased you all joined us from all around the world. I know that in Portugal right now it's 2 a.m. in the morning, and this is just an example of the dedication of the coaches we have at ICA. It's just fantastic. Now, I'd like just to open up, if there was anyone, any of the supporters or family that came along that didn't get a chance to speak, if you'd like to do that now, that's fine, and I encourage it, because we're really pleased as well with the number of people who come to these graduation calls, and we know that none of the graduates, none of the coaches here today could have done this by themselves, so we appreciate your support. Is there anyone who wanted to add anything else?
Hey, Robin?
Yes.
Yeah, Z from Gondel for Christine.
Oh, hi, welcome.
Yeah, I just want to thank Christine for her support. We weren't peer coaches or peer clients or anything like that, but I think just her person was very kind, and she was just very giving and support and providing ideas. to help me to continue in, you know, to work my way up in our learning at ICA. And so I just want to thank her for that.
Thank you. That's lovely. And I missed your name. Could you tell me again?
Z-I.
Z-I. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. I've seen your name. And I've even been to your city, to Guangzhou. It's a beautiful place.
I know. I just heard you just came from Hong Kong when you were with Bronwyn, right? Yeah.
Yes, we were there just recently as well and had another gathering of ICA students. And you know what was amazing about that gathering? People came to those drinks that weren't even living in Hong Kong. They just happened to be passing through on the evening that we had the drinks. And to me, that just said a lot about the flexibility and the movement of the ICA community.
Yeah.
It's great. Well, thank you for coming. Okay, and I'd just, before we go, also like to open up to any staff who might like to say something. So trainers, I know we have the admin team, we have Amanda, and I know we have Sally from marketing. Any of the staff would like to say a few words?
Hi, Robin.
Yes.
Robin? Hi, I'm Anne from Wisconsin. I'm here for Kate Adamus Jenkins.
Oh, great. Thanks, Anne. Go ahead.
And sorry I joined a little bit late. I just wanted to make sure to thank Kate for, she always had that natural talent of being able to be such a great listener. And from what she's gained from the ICA and just has been able to channel that so effectively and so beautifully. So it's just been a pleasure. And for me, a guide for me, she's always been a guide for me. And to have this extra guidance from you all and the group has just been such a blessing.
Oh, thank you, Anne. That's great. And Kate, I know the line was really bad when you were sharing before. Did you want to add anything else? And same with Jeff, Albert. Okay, well, if you do, just...
Hi, it's Kate. I was unmuting. No, just to say thanks to Annie for calling in and for those kind words. Very appreciate it.
Great, thank you. Okay, anybody else? Any friends, family, or staff? Anyone else like to say something?
Robin, it's Karen.
Yes, Karen. Go ahead.
I just could not pass up the opportunity to thank all of the beautiful coaches, those that I hadn't supervised and those that were in other classes. And I know all of your names, and I've heard all of your voices at some point in time. And I really want to thank you for your time and the energy that you've spent in becoming a coach. And I want to express my appreciation on behalf of all the clients that you will serve in your time as a coach for your contributions that you're going to be making to the transformation of the world. And I would like to just welcome you as my colleagues in coaching and keep in touch. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen. That's great. Anybody else want to share?
Hi, Robin. It's Sherry Boone.
Hi, Sherry. Welcome.
Hi. I came in a little late, but I just really wanted to come and celebrate with everybody and say congratulations on your huge achievement. Mm-hmm. This is a great day. And for those of you I've heard and supervised, I know that you are amazing coaches. I know you all are. Welcome to this day, your graduation, and as you move forward. So many congratulations, and also I'm going to follow Karen and say, stay in touch, keep, you know, with your family here at ICA. Congratulations.
Thanks, Sherry. That's wonderful. And were you on when people were talking about how much they love supervised?
I was. I heard
that. It's always great to hear, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
So that's well done to you and Karen and Jamie. And who else is there who does supervised?
Right now, we're it.
Okay, great. Fantastic.
Robin.
Yes, Michael?
I'm sorry. No, it's Jeff Albert. You had mentioned before. Yes, ma'am. I wanted to recognize, because we went alphabetically, I didn't realize a couple of people were on, so I wanted to recognize both Christine and Diane, who is probably fast asleep as we speak from Portugal. all my colleagues, just a wonderful experience learning and connecting with these people, so thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Okay, great. Anybody else before I move on to the next part and we close up this graduation ceremony?
Hi, this is Jake, Jenny's son.
Oh, hi, Jake. What would you like to say?
I just want to say thanks for teaching my mom, because it sounds like she's learned so much, and I just want to say thank you.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great, and we just love it that you guys came on the call, and your mom must be so proud of you, the way you can speak so well in a teleconference that's worldwide with people from all over the world. So well done.
Thanks, and my sister Katie wants to say hi, too.
Oh, good. Katie, what would you like to say?
Hi, this is Katie. Thank you for teaching my mom.
Oh, Katie, that's fantastic. We love teaching your mom. And I think your mom is very lucky to have you as a daughter and have such great support from her kids. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Hello, Robin.
Yes.
Yes, this is Lisa. This is a sister, one of Jenny Baker's sisters.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
And hello. We've enjoyed this telecommunication graduation so much at my home. And we just wanted to congratulate Jenny and all of the graduates of ICA tonight. It's for Jenny, it has been a wonderful experience. I can speak for her because she and I have talked much about ICA and the whole coaching experience. And Jenny is a very, you probably know this, but she's a very gifted person. But this has given her a wonderful channel and focus for her gifts. And so we're grateful for that, and congratulations to all of you.
Thank you. I really appreciate you speaking up, and I appreciate your support as well. And I'm sure Jenny wouldn't be half the person she was today with all these amazing people around her. Fantastic. Okay. Well, look, let's finish up. It's getting close to the hour, and it's so exciting. I just love it. These graduations are coming hard and fast now. We have four a year or even more, perhaps. And before I hand back to Bronwyn to perhaps say one more thing, I would like to personally encourage all of you to stay in touch and to contribute to the alumni. Those of you who were on Bronwyn's vision call will have heard about the exciting new software that we have coming any day now, which will enable you to connect with each other, find and search for each other, upload resources, share ideas, make connections. I know a lot of graduates at ICA go into business with each other, and so it's a really wonderful thing, the international community. I am also hosting monthly calls, and they start this week, and the email goes out later today. And those calls, I just really encourage you to come along even for 10 minutes. They really are just to connect, to stay in touch, and so that I can keep you informed of the developments at ICA. Mm-hmm. So, Bron, would you like to say a few more words before I close the call off this evening?
Indeed, I would. Thank you, Robin. So thanks to Robin for hosting our graduation today. It's been wonderful. And it's always such a joy and a treat to hear everyone, and particularly to have your families and friends and colleagues supporting you as you go through this big moment. And I know it's fantastic as well to have the trainers here and other people on the call who have been such a great support throughout your time at ICA. So, yes, enjoy. Welcome into the alumni, the ICA alumni, and have a huge party and a huge celebration. And I don't know if it's possible to raise a toast, but let me try and see if we can do this virtually by raising a toast to all of the graduates. So, little ding, ding, ding. So I raise a toast to everyone. And three cheers to you all. Hip, hip, hooray.
Hip, hip,
hooray.
Hooray.
Hip, hooray.
Thank you.
Hooray.
Thank you, Bron. And, you know, I was thinking what we can do, and perhaps Jake and Katie and Sam, this is how we sometimes do congratulations on a teleconference. You get close to a phone and everybody hits the six button at once. No star or anything. Just hit the six. Ready? On the count of three. One, two, three, go. There you go. Okay.
More code for congratulations.
No, that's called virtual fireworks. That's fireworks by phone.
Fireworks.
Okay. Now, Amanda just wanted me to say one more thing. The certificates are going out later this week, so look out for those new letterbox. Thank you, everybody. Oh. Have a great day and a great night, and stay in touch.
Woo-hoo.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Bye.
Yay.